Kenny, you're very disappointed. How do you assess the night?
Well, it's hard to say because we were beaten by a team who were better than us in the first half, and I thought we were better than them in the second half. The array of talent that they have invested in is like they justifiably and rightly so are up at the top of the league behind the big two, and they're a very, very good team with very, very good players. And overall, we can't have many complaints because I felt the boys didn't perform as well in the first half, but in the second half it was quite an even game, and we were unfortunate their goal because it was a deflection, but overall I think the score's about right. You know, we hit the bar near the end and there was a lot of forays around their goal, and I thought we got to grips with the game, and as the second half developed, we definitely did better. But I'm really, really disappointed.
Is there any parts of it that sit easy with you?
Not really, no. When you lose, you're always disappointed. I'm no different. And, you know, you have to give them credit. They're a good team. If you get Noel Hunt and Akinade up top, and you've got international players even behind that, Houlihan and the wee boy Puri's, you know, and then on the other side of the pitch you've got Comerford. They've made huge investments in players from England. They've got a tie up with England, and we can't complain. You know, I don't think we ever expected to be my expectations and my ambitions are to be up and around the top three, and we've always been around there, and now we're not going to make the top three because there's too much to make up, you would think. And I have to say that they were a really good opponent, and we can't really complain.
Is there some consolation in that you have two good cup runs?
Yeah, well, hopefully we've got a cup game next week, and you know, it's going to dust ourselves down and try to get on with things.